Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been focusing on a new walk, the idea that in Christ we have been raised to walk in newness of life. And what does that look like? What does it sound like? How does that make our life different now from what it was before we were in Christ? And looked at a variety of topics so far this week. Today's specific focus is walking in obedience. Had a friend and mentor who used to talk about and teach about an acceptable level of disobedience, and how buying into that mindset and living by that mindset is not pleasing to God. And he says it comes out in us deciding what we obey and what we don't obey. And we've become very adept at doing that. I don't live very far from where my office is and the church building. But in those short 2 miles, I don't think there's ever a day that I don't encounter someone who believes that the traffic signals are not really meant for them. That they ought to be able to do what they want because they're in a hurry. They have places to be. They're important. And we won't even talk about the speed limit signs as the roadway to the office is often feels like it's used as a drag strip. But we make excuses, we justify in our mind what is acceptable, even when we know it's not right. And not only do we do that with the laws of men, the imperfect laws of men, but we have a tendency to do it with the perfect laws of God. It's the old, I know what the Bible says, but... And we fill in the blank with some excuse. Well, God didn't know what it was going to be like in this generation. Like, somehow God's blinded by time. Or we simply redefine what God's commands are, what they say. We do that a lot. And sometimes we do that in order to justify our own sin. And sometimes we do it in order to justify the sin of our loved ones. It's difficult for us to say that our children are involved in sin. And for a lot of parents and grandparents, that may be more difficult to say than to say that we sin. And so we take Scripture and we try to reinvent it, re-explain it, reimagine it. Anything to keep our disobedience from being so distasteful to us. Unfortunately, we do not change how distasteful it is to God. As we're looking at various passages out of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John this week, John says that, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to God's commands. And he lays out this rationale that says if we love God, we'll obey him. We'll do what he wants. And because of God's love for us, our response, our love for him, ought to lead us to that point that we are willing to live a life of obedience. Sometimes we think we love someone. And especially as young people, as they begin to date for the first time, and they go through this process of trying to figure out who that right one is. And if they're wise, they'll begin to pay attention to how the other person treats them. If the things they want are important, and if the things the other person wants are important to them. You see, part of growing in love is learning to value what the other person wants. And God says our expression of love to him is seen by the way we value what he wants. And I'm not simply talking about what we might call the big stuff. We redefine those things. But how about the everyday mundane commands that God wants to use to convict us? The obedience to his command that we not covet. That we get rid of greed. That we take our thoughts captive. That we not let any impure thought linger in our mind. To not sin in our anger. To take care of it before we become embittered. See, we can talk about those that ignore God's word and reinvent what it says about homosexuality, about stealing, about all kinds of things. But what about what it says about the things that we're disobedient in? You see, God's love is his weapon of choice, so to speak, in drawing us to himself. And he calls us to respond to that love with a reciprocal love that wants what he wants. He is God, and we're not. And when we begin to walk in obedience to God's commands, we begin to find a joy and contentment that nothing else can bring. we experience love like we've never experienced before. Living life ought to bring us to a point of growth on a regular basis. It's been said that if we're not growing, we're dying. We're declining. There is no static level. That we're moving one direction or another. In living life, in relationship with God, ought to be a model and a template for how we learn to live life with one another. And when Jesus prayed that his followers would be one, just as he and the Father are one, he also taught about how the things that he did were the things that his Father wanted done. We know that as Jesus spent time in the garden praying, prior to being arrested, he prays that famous line, "Not my will, but yours be done." In his most difficult hours, he's acknowledging his love for his Father with a statement of walking in obedience to his commands, to his will, to his desires. And today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to honestly examine, with the help of God's Spirit and his Word, your level of obedience to God's commands. And look at the things that you've often swept out of your mind as unimportant. Because many times we sweep them out of our mind as unimportant because, well, they're things we're doing. And we don't like the conviction. And as you spend time with God examining your level of obedience, re-examine your level of love. How much do you love God? Enough to walk in obedience to his commands? That's his desire for you. That's what he says love is. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love has given us direction through your word. Commands that you've instructed us to follow so that we would live well, and that we would honor you with our life. And Father, I pray that today we would examine very closely where we're at in that level of obedience in our own life. Help us to see those areas that we may have become blinded to, that we've ignored for years maybe. And we've become callous to the conviction of your Spirit. May you soften our hearts. May you make us receptive. To the truth of your word. So that it would take root and grow and produce a good crop in our life. And may obedience be the water that causes that harvest of righteousness to grow. And Father, today, as we look at our life, may we understand more fully than ever before the depth of your love. And may our love increase and overflow as we learn obedience. Father, forgive us for the times where we've made excuses, for the times where we've explained away what your word says, for the times we've simply flat out ignored it, for the times we've reinterpreted it for our own means and desires. Father, may we know the joy and contentment that comes from walking in obedience to your word, to your commands, to the things that you've taught us. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would learn obedience in all things. That as parents, we would make that obedience a normal part of life. Not that they're terrified of us, but that because of the love that exists in the home, there's a desire to obey. And may we recreate an atmosphere in our homes that model the atmosphere that you desire between mankind and yourself. An atmosphere of love that draws us to a willingness and eagerness to obey. Father, as I pray for the children, knowing there will be times of disobedience, may we treat them in the similar fashion as you treat us, with correction as needed, but also with love and compassion, forgiveness, restoration, all of the things that you offer freely as you continually call us to walk in obedience, and you offer freely when we wander off. And it's that constant calling us home that ought to lead us to an even greater desire to walk in obedience every day. Father, today I continue to pray for the family of my friend Cal as they'll be saying so long for now this weekend. And I pray for every one of us that we would live life in such a way that we know it doesn't end when this body quits. That our walk of obedience would reflect the love that we have for God, but also reflect His love for us. And not that we earn favor with the obedience, but we gain a confirmation in our spirit that we belong to God. And Father, as we walk in obedience today, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.